by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president in Ohio talking about his infrastructure plan today, telling supporters,
"We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. That's one of the reasons they're coming back."
He wants to repair bridges, highways, rail lines, and airports, something the White House is calling an important part of his economic agenda. Also talking about the firing of David Shulkin, saying that he was unhappy about how things were going at the Veterans Affairs Department.
There's a six-month wait. Guys are online, and women, they got a problem. And it could be fixed. By the time they see the doctor, it's over.
Shulkin, in a New York Times op-ed, says he thinks he was fired because he opposed the idea of privatizing VA health care. And lawsuits against Saudi Arabia allowed to be filed for helping plan the September 11th attacks, a judge making that ruling. Most of the hijackers are Saudis, and the suits say they're responsible for those deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root announcing the event of the year for conservatives, the Western Conservative Conference at the Phoenix Convention Center in Phoenix, Arizona. It's coming up fast on March 23rd and 24th. It'll be the premier gathering of conservatives and celebrity conservative speakers in the good old USA. Hundreds of attendees are expected to this star-studded event, and I'll be there speaking and leading panel discussions about the critical issues facing America. Conservatives like you will get the tools, training, education, and motivation to help you lead the battle and successfully impact the direction of America. Join me, Wayne Allyn Root, and my friends like former presidential candidate Herman Cain, U.S. Senate candidate Sheriff Joe Arpaio, TV and movie star Jack Scalia, James O'Keefe, Trevor Loudon, and many more conservative celebrities and conservative congressmen. Register now at westernconservative.org. That's westernconservative.org. March 23rd and 24th at the Phoenix Convention Center. From the opening speakers to the gala reception, this is a must-attend for every conservative. Go to westernconservative.org now. That's westernconservative.org.
A funeral being held today for the California man shot and killed by police in his grandma's backyard. Reverend Al Sharpton delivering a eulogy at his funeral, calling on police officers to
do the right thing. We will never let you forget the name of Stephon Clark until we get justice.
Police called after reports of someone breaking car windows, encountering Clark in the yard, thinking he was reaching for a weapon. That's when they shot him. MS-13 members facing life sentences on crime sprees in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas authorities have announced the breakup of a year-long killing spree committed by MS-13, the gang highlighted by President Donald Trump as being organized by illegal alien criminals. Four illegal MS-13 members were charged and convicted in federal court on Tuesday on charges of kidnapping, weapon and assault charges, and intent to commit murder. The four gang members are all from El Salvador and range in ages from 19 to 24. I'm Jennifer Breeden.
The president going after Amazon, saying that he's concerned they're putting thousands of retailers out of business and not paying taxes to state and local governments. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
There's been another apparent terrorist incident in France, this time targeting a military base. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Officials in France say the man and a female passenger were in a vehicle circling barracks at the base near Grenoble on Thursday, and they were shouting threats at soldiers. The driver then allegedly shouted death threats in Arabic as he tried to run over a group of jogging soldiers. He ended up driving his vehicle into a ditch and abandoning it. It turns out it was stolen. Police sealed off the area and had him arrested within hours. It happens less than a week after an ISIS terrorist hijacks a car and goes on a shooting spree in southwestern France. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Leaders of Orange County, California vote to join the Trump administration's lawsuit against California state immigrant sanctuary laws. County Supervisor Sean Nelson on Fox
California
saying,
California has decided to poke the president and his administration in the eye, and I'd rather they just not involve us.
Under the existing sanctuary laws, California leaders calling illegal alien criminals to warn them of pending ICE raids. In order to provide safe haven from adhering to U.S. laws, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visits China, and now there's news he'll meet with the president of South Korea April 27th, another step toward a meeting between Kim and the Trump administration penciled in for May. U.S. Senate Republican Lindsey Graham saying,
"The one thing I would tell China and North Korea, the worst mistake you could make is meet with President Trump personally, have a discussion about what to do, and try to play him. If that happens, that's the end of North Korea."
Graham on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, it's time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com and... the gang, I'd say, is pretty much all here today.
Yeah, the gang's all here, folks. We are in it. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Sarah Jones and Miles Bauer. Listen, before we dive into the stuff that I really want to talk about, I would be remiss not to acknowledge what's taken place during the week this week. First with the shooter out in Maryland, wasn't it, Miles?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yep, and listen, folks, it's got to the point where clearly there's a problem, and as the bomber proved, it's well beyond methodology. I've talked about this at length for the last I don't know how long. When I read headlines like, "Is the Austin bomber showing shades of Unabomber?" Folks, you got to understand, these sick people are sitting and are reading this stuff, and they're sitting on the edge of their chair watching news. We've got to stop lionizing these people, because that's half their motive, is they want fame. That's what they're after. I'm not going to say their names. I'm not going to do that. But what I am going to suggest is maybe a little bit of the Wild West. Maybe if they started showing pictures of that fellow that blew himself up in his car, other folks would think, wow, that's not such a glorious path. Or how about the young man that the law enforcement officer shot in the face? Maybe we should show some of those pictures so these young teenagers that think they're going to get fame with the highest number count will think, wow, I don't think I want to get shot in the forehead. I don't want to blow myself up in my car. We have got to stop lionizing this depravity, because it's going to continue, and we need to do a long social pause and say, what's causing this? It's off the hook nuts. And the media, with their 24/7 sensationalism, nonstop. And that's what's feeding these people. I don't know why it isn't as obvious as the nose on the ends of their faces. All the way in, I've listened to newscasts from CNN and CBS and NBC. I scanned across my radio dial. I'm listening to all these pipe feeds from know-it-alls in Washington, D.C., that's not the world I grew up in. And the person was referring not to the shooter in the school, but rather the law enforcement officer that stopped the shooting. It gets to the point where it's a little bit insane. We've got to get past this stuff. And the only way to do it first is to get a hold of our media and tell them, stop lionizing it and start showing people what this actually looks like. Maybe that will stop a few people. Miles, what say you?
I think the risk that you run, though, is that you turn it into celebrity.
Well, I think that's what they're doing.
Somewhere in their minds, they're actually looking for notoriety, even if it means there's a bullet in their ear.
You think so? Because right now, you might be right. Maybe the answer is for the media to quit drolling on about it 24/7. You may be exactly right. I'm certainly just a layman here, but I got to tell you, I don't want to see my face at the end of the path with a bullet in my forehead, and I don't want to see what I look like blown up in a car.
But that's why you're not out trying to shoot people up or blow everybody up. And I think that it goes back to one of your earlier points about we have a serious mental health problem.
Absolutely.
In our country. And by the way, in an unrelated matter, Hillary can't negotiate a stairway. But anyway.
sorry. But that's true. She can't.
We have a mental health problem here, and I'm just thinking if we glorify this any more than we already do in the 24/7 news cycle,
right?
I think we just exacerbate the issue and not turn it off.
Listen, I passionately agree with you. I don't know what the answer is, but I do know that it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that these folks, especially like the bomber guy and obviously these school shooters, they're watching every one of these, and it's giving them ideas. And all of the media spectrum, all of it, are sitting around lionizing them. That was the most shootings. That was the most death. That was the most this. That was the most that. It lionizes the issue, and it makes it, and I'm not blaming this on video games, folks, but it takes the realism out of it and replaces it with exactly what these people are envisioning. Sarah, you've got children in school. Miles and I are old enough to be beyond that. What's your view of this?
You know, I think it goes back to when we talked about giving people participation awards. These kids don't know how to handle their emotions or disappointment. So you've got the one in Florida who had been being bullied and was sad, and then you have the one here in Maryland who was upset with a previous girlfriend, and so they don't know how to handle their emotions because they've never been told no or never lost a game.
They don't, but then the comparison to that is you had, following the Florida shooting, you had two distinctly different reactions. One was the walk out, which I believe foments the problem, or the walk up, which may be part of the answer. I don't know, but it's certainly not part of the problem. And yet the media, and it felt like everybody, I'm sure that's an overstatement, but it felt like most people were on the side of walk out. Walk out is exactly the wrong answer. Exactly the wrong answer. Whereas walk up, the way that campaign was trying to be fostered by one of the fathers that lost a child in that shooting, that one made a lot more sense to your point if this is really about being an outcast or bullied. Is that true, Sarah?
Yes, 100%.
I'm befuddled by our societal reaction to all of it, and maybe I'm as bad as the rest of them because I'm saying these folks ought to see what it looks like to be shot in the head, and I'm telling you, folks, I might be all wet. I get it, but I know one thing: lionizing them isn't working. Announcing their name 300 times on the television for a 7 to 10 day news cycle until some other nut somewhere else does something, that doesn't appear to be working. I don't know the answer, but of all of them, I'm probably with you on this, Sarah. The walk-up one is the only one I see that in that environment appears to me like it has the most legs. And so I was befuddled as to why the media paid absolutely zero attention to that and yet showed the walkout all over the place. And clearly that was nothing but a national political stance rather than a cure to a problem. Miles, am I wrong? What do you think?
I just think we have a rather perverse sense of celebrity.
I agree with that 1,000%. Absolutely agree with that. The guy, according to Reddit, or some user, and I don't know whether this was related, but indicated that the Austin bomber compared himself to a Zodiac killer. And that's essentially what the media kept saying. Is he a Unabomber? Is he a Zodiac killer? And, of course, the guy's sitting there going, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'll go do more. I just think we're standing on our head when we need to lean forward and get into this problem. And to your point, Miles, our mental health industry, folks, we've got to get our hands around that. I don't know the answers, but I know one thing. Going from 7 to 10 day news cycles without addressing the problem is clearly not the right path. because we got problems. Absolutely have problems. I blame a part of it on the media, a portion of it on the parents themselves that evidently are not aware where the mental state of their children are, and I blame it on the school districts for doing nonsense political stunts like walk out rather than walk up. I think there's enough blame for everybody in this. So that's my view of it. I don't want to give the topic any more than that, folks. I'm sorry. I don't want to be a part of the problem. I don't know the answers, but I know that we've got to slow down and get our heads around them. So speaking of disasters, Miles, let me segue to a different topic. And in fact, I'm only going to have time enough to get you warmed up to it, and then we're going to go to a break. But when we come back from break, I want to have you tell me how the Illinois primary fared out for the voters of the great state of Illinois. Did it the quick teaser? How did it look to you? Good, bad, indifferent, same old, same old?
Reminded me of a cross between the Titanic and the Hindenburg.
Wow, splash into the water and sink. There.
Yep.
Yowzers, that's a bumpy ride. So, Sarah, you watch the Illinois thing?
Well, I read about it.
Yeah, well, the reason I'm saying this is it's a lead up to what's coming in November, supposedly. So listen, folks, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll dive into Illinois. We'll be right back.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free, packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. And we're just getting warmed up.
We are. We're getting in it. Listen, I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Sarah Jones. Listen, let's segue off like we were trying to do before the break into the Illinois primary. Miles, what's the highlights? Folks, just so you know, I'm using the Illinois thing just as a measuring rod, as we've been doing with the first state, now Illinois, what's going on in November inevitably. So I'm trying to use Illinois as a measuring stick. So with that being said, what's the highlights of the Illinois primary, Miles Bauer?
Well, so we have a non-Republican governor who's running
He's a little squishy, is that what you're saying?
No, he's pretty substantial left.
Okay. This is the sanctuary state governor who's a Republican.
Who also decided to publicly fund abortions.
Okay. So he's a Democrat. Now, I did a little bit of reading on him over the last few weeks. And, of course, he wants to rationalize this and say that he does not have control of your either chamber, your House or your Senate, and that these things have been forced upon him, that he didn't have the votes to override a veto. What say you?
Yeah, but one little fun fact, his wife is a big pro-abortion activist.
Okay, so he's fibbing then. I mean, I can't say that their politics are identical, but birds of a feather often flock together.
Right.
And forget your view on abortion for a moment. The question becomes, isn't it tyranny when you force me to provide my labor for things that I abhor or disagree with? And according to Thomas Jefferson, that is tyranny. And that's why I will always ride these issues when they take my money to cause me to support something that I do not. That, to me, is the absolute definition of tyranny, regardless of your view on the individual issues. That's that. Now, listen, marijuana was a referendum. You folks don't do, like in Michigan, for instance, and a couple other states that are hearing us today, where we do actually a ballot initiative and we can change government with a ballot initiative. That's not how Illinois' government works. Is that true?
Right. We don't pass laws via referendum. What we do is just we give our legislature hints via the ballot box, and then they have to actually do it in the legislature.
Okay. So what was the hint that came out of this week's primary?
So a couple of years ago, we changed the laws to allow medical marijuana. This was a referendum on allowing recreational marijuana, and apparently it substantially carried.
Like two-thirds?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that you were in the minority on that vote.
Yeah, I did vote against it.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing when you look at the topic in general. Most of the Democrats are in favor of it, and folks, I'm not trying to be sweeping with the statement, but mathematically, most Democrats are in favor of recreational use marijuana. Irony being, most of the Democrats, just looking at the math, are opposed to cigarette smoke. And so I won't get off into the science other than to say that one is worse than the other, and you already know the answer there. So I find that fascinating. But on the Republican side, plus or minus about a third of the Republicans, maybe differ from state to state, tend to be libertarian-leaning or classical liberal like myself. I'm not in favor of medical marijuana or recreational marijuana. So let me add that as a caveat. It's one of the differences between classical liberal and libertarianism. Having said that, what goes on within the Republican field because of that mix is an ongoing debate, and that those folks that are in favor of recreational marijuana, and I mean this very respectfully to them, it's very difficult to have a conversation with them because they get angry. I'm opposed to it. They're in favor of it. And it, from that standpoint, it cascades right into an argument rather than in a debate. And I think that's unfortunate. And if you would have asked me this question 3 years ago, I probably would have been squishy on it. The difference is that I've got a business located near a medical marijuana facility, I'll call it that, clinic. And that has dramatically changed my view because I watch firsthand the folks that come and go. And by the way, I joke, but it's a true joke. The folks that need medical marijuana have a lot more pain on Thursday, Friday, Saturday than they do on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And when I say a lot more, I'm saying nearly times five more pain on the weekend than they do the weekdays. which immediately tells me that this is not about medical care whatsoever. But my arching response to it is that most of the folks, not all of them, most of them, I'll use the word many so I don't have my email box blown up with hate mail, many of them are not capable of sustaining themselves. So what you find is you've got folks taking part in this that the little brown bag they're carrying to their car is worth more than the car they're putting it in. So they're either living on mom and dad, and that's mom and dad's right, God bless them, or they're living on state funding. And I have a problem with that because it goes back to who's going to fund abortion. Why am I being forced to pay for, sponsor those things that I don't support? And that's how I see that. Sarah, you've got teenagers now. What say you on this topic?
I am all for medical. I've seen how it helps with especially cancer patients, but the recreational, I think, is just, it's ignorant on our part to allow it.
I got to tell you, I still wrestle with that as a classical liberal. I really do, folks, and to you, Sarah, because on one hand, I don't want a government that's so powerful that they can make me do things that we agree are stupid or make me not do things that we agree are stupid. I wrestle with that, but I pause and I go back a little bit to what we were talking about before the break, and I ask, what's wrong with our society? What's wrong with our culture that someone would knowingly and wantingly put that into their body, knowing what it's going to do to them, both their lungs and their brain, especially, we can get off into the adult debate some other day, but the lion's share of the folks that I'm watching come and go daily are younger than 25 years old. And I submit to you, yes, I am a layman, but I submit to you that between 12 and 25, your brain is going through a lot of changes. And medical marijuana or recreational marijuana, it inhibits, it causes damage to those changes. That's a scientific proof. You can look it up. You can even use Google on that one because it's a fact. And so that pauses me to say, why are we as a government, why would our states, Illinois in this case, Michigan with medical marijuana, in other states, Colorado and Florida, and why would we as a government say, you know what, we understand the science of this, we'll encourage it. Forget whether it's legal or not. They're actually encouraging it, in my view. Miles, do you think your government is encouraging it or just dealing with a political issue and letting the votes fall where they may?
Yeah, I think it's a revenue issue. Around, think about it. We're $20 billion with a B in the hole.
One state.
Springfield.
I got to stop for a second. One state owes $20 billion negative. That's almost unfathomable. Imagine sitting with our founding fathers and doing the math on that. Imagine what their reaction would be. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that just blows my mind. Absolutely blows my mind. Go ahead.
And they realize, okay, that they continue to raise taxes, and they're also realizing they're hemorrhaging people more than any other state in the union. Illinois has lost more people and continues to lose people. As you've heard me say in the show earlier, the U-Haul is the state bird now.
Yep.
So I think it's a series of politicians that have no clue how to get out of this, and it appears to be a quick, easy answer, or at least a talking point.
I get it's a talking point, and I get that it's perceived as a quick answer. We need money, so we will glom more. I understand that, except for history, JFK, et cetera, all of the names we've mentioned, all of them that have lowered taxes have saw a higher revenue stream to the governments that did it. Every single one of them, bar none. I don't know why this is such a toughie for them to get their heads going around. It seems like they'd want to sit down and say, how can we get people to want to come to Illinois? That, to me, would be the proper recipe to straighten the path out, along with closing the purse and stop throwing money out willy-nilly that isn't theirs because they glommed it in the first place. That's what I'm saying to you. Listen, Miles, Sarah, we're going to go to a break. Folks, stay with us because we got a lot more. We'll be right back.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The president in Ohio talking about his infrastructure plan today, telling supporters,
"We've eliminated a record number of job-killing regulations. That's one of the reasons they're coming back."
He wants to repair bridges, highways, rail lines, and airports, something the White House is calling an important part of his economic agenda. Also talking about the firing of David Shulkin, saying that he was unhappy about how things were going at the Veterans Affairs Department.
There's a six-month wait. Guys are online, and women, they got a problem. And it could be fixed. By the time they see the doctor, it's over.
Shulkin, in a New York Times op-ed, says he thinks he was fired because he opposed the idea of privatizing VA health care. And lawsuits against Saudi Arabia allowed to be filed for helping plan the September 11th attacks, a judge making that ruling. Most of the hijackers are Saudis, and the suits say they're responsible for those deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be a really short announcement.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah. I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You are listening to The Mike Hewitt Show, proudly brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. You should take a look at that website if you haven't tried it yet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely you should. Folks, if you're just tuning in, my co-hosts Miles Bauer and Sarah Jones. Miles, let's go a little bit further into Illinois before we change gears. Who voted, would you say? Were all the segments of your popula accounted for in the primary there in Illinois?
Well, so apparently we had an above-average turnout, but stunningly, the millennials were MIA.
Folks, just to tell you, I cheated a little bit because he told me that during break. That's a stunning thing, it really is, because I thought that things like, and maybe I'm reading the cards wrong here, we talked about early on before the break about the marijuana issue in Illinois. I would have guessed, since that wasn't a referendum, or it's not a ballot initiative that changes anything, that it was offered as a fig leaf purposely designed to get millennials to vote. And so I might be all wet, or maybe it just didn't work. But that would have been my guess on why they would do it. And I would have thought, even if that wasn't their agenda, it would have brought more out to vote. So what do you think caused them to sit on their hands and not go?
That is an excellent question. I'm going to have to do some more digging around that, because I just found it fascinating that particular demographic just went dark, and I have no idea why.
Now, so I will tell you that typically, at least in Michigan, and this is true in some other states also, I just know the numbers in Michigan pretty well. Typically, if you look at a primary, the folks that vote, the average age is up about 20 years. So if it's going to be 35 in average in the general, it would be in the 55 range, literally, in the primary. But those demographics are relatively predictable without some unforeseen thing like Trump that brought folks to the arena that normally wouldn't have come, etc. But just in general, especially in a primary, those are the kind of numbers you see, about a 20-year difference between average for primary versus general. But according to the reports I'm reading, after you'd mentioned that, exactly what you said, that segment of the popular, the millennial generation, as it were, was grossly underrepresented compared to past elections in the primary. So you're trying to make the math even. That's a fascinating thing. I wonder if that's going to be true in the midterms, if millennials are going to set out. Now, Sarah, you're not part of the millennial generation. You're part of what generation?
Xennial.
So I wasn't going to say Xanax generation.
Yeah. But question, so you're saying that the millennials, the youth, younger folks are not showing up to vote, but I'm finding that the activism is a majority the millennials and the younger generations. Why would that be?
When you say activism, I want to make sure that we're understanding this. When I think of youth activism, I most always, and maybe I'm wrong here, but I most always switch to state-funded universities, because the folks that I know that are out, just young folks that I know, most of them are not paying attention to politics whatsoever. So if you look at the math of who's attending college, not that they're graduates, by the way, so I don't want to get stuck in that slippery slope, but it represents, depending on the state, somewhere between 30 and 35% of the percentage that could have attended that are actually attending. Most of the numbers for graduation hover between 25 and 30. That said, the activists that they show us on TV are almost always circled around the University of California, Berkeley, et cetera, et cetera. So when you say activists, who are you thinking of when you think of young people?
You know, when I'm looking at the marches, protests, for the Women's March or even the gun march recently, you're looking at a lot of young folks.
You are.
So
but they're engaged. Yeah, but I don't think they are. I think what you're seeing is an illusion. It's like Miles will reflect on this, I'm certain, but it was like during the anti-Trump pickets that they had both during the primary and in the general. But when you start taking snapshots, and I literally did this, folks, with my iPad, I'm looking at the image, I do a snapshot, and then the next time I do another snapshot, all of a sudden you're seeing the same people over and over and over again. A lot of them, Sarah, were paid activists. They were paid performers, and they went into geographies and they fomented problems on purpose. That's not like a true grassroots movement in my book when you're being paid to go foment a problem. Miles, am I accurate with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's even subsequently come out, right, that even in some of the Russian collusion investigations that they've uncovered, where part of the way Russia influenced things is that they would organize anti-Trump rallies.
Right. That's exactly right. And by the way, Hillary was doing it also. Hillary and yep. Russia were both paying folks to go and be hecklers. That's what they did. So it was a fascinating election. By the way, folks, that's not neither one of those two groups of people, the Russians nor Hillary, invented that. You can find it going back. If you really want to read some real fascinating campaign study, go back to Abe Lincoln's race. Wow, that was crazy. The actual campaign race was heated, charged. It was filled with hecklers. He had to hide when he won, and he made his trip into D.C. Literally, they wanted to dress him as a woman and everything else because the vitriol was so high. They wanted to disguise him, trying to get him into town. And so this is This isn't the first time we've been this divided, and it's certainly not the first time that paid performers have been used as surrogate activists. So when I look at it, Sarah, most of the activists I talk about, let me say it differently, most of the young people I talk about, and it's not to, I'm not being disparaging against them, but this stuff that we're talking about is not on their radar. They're busy doing things that young people maybe ought to be doing rather than this. So if you're only reacting to the stuff you see on TV, I got to push back a little bit because I don't believe anything I'm seeing on TV, especially on cable TV.
Yeah, interesting enough, I'm Google searching this, and apparently the millennials consider themselves engaged and active but don't want to wait in line.
I love it. They want immediate gratification votes.
And we have early voting in Illinois, so where were the long lines then?
Yeah, good point. Well, they make it so easy for folks to vote anymore, it seems like, with early voting, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I live in the country, so I'm cheating a little bit. When I go, the other 40 people go also. There's never a line. But, in fact, I know everybody there. Hey, how you been? Haven't seen you in a year. Nice to see you. And but that is a funny thing that they're active but not willing to vote. Chicago, you...
I got to tell you, though, Mike, I'm at ground zero here in Cook County, and I went right after work, and right. There was no line.
Folks, just so you know, that's why I send them a picture of a U-Haul truck at least once a month. I don't know. It's an interesting thing. Sarah, why do you think that is? Have you got a handle on why it is they don't want to bother? They're active, but they don't want to bother?
I think it comes with the Internet era. They're used to immediate gratification, so it's easier to go out and protest or to write a letter to a congressman than it is to stand in line for however long.
Let me ask you on that point. How many of them, do you have any feel, did you find on the Internet anywhere, how many of the millennial and your generation are actually writing letters to their state or federal representation? And I say
according
that,
to what I just read, it says 2 out of 10 are engaged to the point where they would actually write a letter or do something like that.
Okay, so the reason I'm saying it is that I've written letters to my congressman, I've written letters to my state representatives, and you have to put some thought into it. It's not like you can sit down and scribble it on the back of a menu while you're sitting at a local restaurant and have an hot dog. You have to put some thought into it to do that, and it's work is where I was going with that. And again, I'm not being disparaging against youth, but that's a lot of work. So if they don't want to stand in line, it would probably take less time to stand in line than it would to put forward a thoughtful and meaningful letter. What do you think?
Well, yeah, but they shop online, and they play online, and they socialize online, and they can easily write a letter while sitting in the same spot. They don't have to go anywhere.
So I like that click, got that done. There's my immediate gratification there. I don't know. Miles, what do you think? Well, he's telling me no time. Listen, folks, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with an enigma.
RenegadeRiver.com, America's new hunting, camping, and survival store. Lightweight hiking all the way to large family tents, even inside children's play tents. Camping and emergency lighting gear, top shelf Rothko outerwear, first aid, and the full line of rugged folding Montague bikes for in-town touring or out in the middle of nowhere. You'll find Mountain House freeze-dried foods for camping and emergencies. And yes, of course, firearms. There's a lot to check out, all at low prices. RenegadeRiver.com, family-owned and growing fast. RenegadeRiver.com, because you deserve it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-325-0170. That's 800-325-0170. 800-325-0170.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com, and it is back. I am talking about the Enigma Report.
Folks, it is back. I am Mike Hewitt, my co-hosts, Miles Bauer and Sarah Jones. Listen, I've got two enigmas. I don't know how long either one will take, so we'll just see if we can balance it out. The first one, Trump has got the Stormy Daniels drama going still, and some other folks have added their names to the willful pile of idiots, and I have to say it that way. I'll start with Stormy just because I want to get her out of the way, for lack of better words. So she said one thing a month ago. We talked about it on the air. Now she's saying the other thing and says, I've got lie detectors test to prove that this set of lies are not lies. Those lies that I told were the real lies. You've got some former Playboy bunny that said, yep, and I got a story to tell too. So she's seeking and evidently has won a court ruling that says that she can proceed, even though she had signed a statement that says, I won't talk about this for X number of dollars. Now she's seeing book reviews and money, maybe movies and all kinds of stuff. So there are three of these women back in the center circle. And I have to tell you, folks, I'm really not after talking about them, per se, and I'm really not even after talking about Trump. I'm after talking about our culture and the folks that lionize and support them across the media spectrum. Because largely, my interpretation, Miles, Sarah, please tell me if I'm off base here, but my interpretation of the folks, the Democrats specifically, but liberals in general, that are lionizing these women and talking about how misused they were and how rotten Trump is, these are the exact same folks, not like similar, not like kind of, sort of, the exact same folks that supported JFK, that supported LBJ, that supported FDR and Bill Clinton. And I'm thinking, you know, how come through all of those stories, these things were none of our business? This was between the man and the woman, the husband and the wife. Suddenly, this is perpetually front page news. And it, of course, it circulates across social media like junior high school kids that just found out someone got caught smoking dope in an illegal state. And I read this stuff and I watch it. And I'm not so much concerned about the stories themselves. That will work itself out. We'll find the facts. Life will go on. But I worry about a culture that can have it both ways. A culture that can say John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, was absolutely wonderful, but he did far worse. LBJ, who was in my mind an absolute piranha, a sick individual. I can't even find the words to describe LBJ. This guy was absolutely vulgar, vulgar beyond measure, in the Oval Office with many, many witnesses, including foreign dignitaries, by the way. The guy was off the hook nuts. Bill Clinton is legendary. Just ask him. And you folks, you guys support these people, and you're hung up on what Stormy Daniels' latest story is. Miles, am I reading the tea leaves wrong here? Am I looking at this wrong?
As you and I have spoken often, we question everything that we see in the news. I don't know what's the truth and what isn't the truth. I was going to let some time pass on this because I don't, you know, I'm not seeing a lot of movement in the mainstream media around this. I kind of see this on like New York Post type stuff.
I've got the stories from AP and New York Post. And actually your favorite place, the Washington Post. And I didn't mean to cut you off, but I consider those three to be mainstream. So maybe maybe my assumption right out of the gate was flawed.
Well, and, you know, I mean, nothing that's ever appeared in the Washington Post has ever been proven to be fake news. I mean.
Right. Good point.
I don't know. You know, I'm just going to let time pass here and see what actually flushes out and what actually becomes reality versus what somebody wants me to think.
I agree with that as it relates to the particulars. In fact, I passionately agree with you as it relates to the particulars of the stories. We don't have a clue. What we are reading is agenda-driven newspapers. That much I wholeheartedly agree with. But what I can't find myself to get beyond is the folks that, just like I said, the folks that would support and clap like penguins with excitement over this, the latest thing designed to destroy Trump, when those exact same folks supported all the folks that we just listed. FDR was having an affair throughout his entire presidency, and some of it just pales. But listen, you and I are the two crotchety old guys here in the show, so I'm interested in getting Sarah's perspective, because whenever I've went down this path on these topics, I've had folks say I don't view this properly because I'm a man. Sarah, what is your view on all of this?
Well, I think we've had a cultural shift, and that's the difference. I think that your previous presidents that you've brought up would not be celebrated in today's culture with what they did do. So Trump is in a different position, whereas back a decade ago when he was messing around with Playboy bunnies and porn stars, that culture was okay for his Hollywood lifestyle. But it's not anymore. We've had a cultural shift.
Do you think the cultural shift?
The Playboy bunny and the porn star are looking for fame. The one, the apprentice, she actually has a legitimate claim here.
Well, I don't know if by the way, I don't have a clue if they do or not. I honestly don't. I've read too much on these topics. All three of the people that we're talking about have changed their stories multiple times. At least two of the three have received hush money, supposedly. But to Miles's point, I've not seen that either. So I'm only reading what we're reading. We just flatly don't know. But when you talk about the cultural shift, I think that's an interesting part of this. And I agree with you. There is a different view of it now. And by the way, one of the other things that has changed, and I'm not trying to be shrill when I say this, but when we talk about cultural shifts, we can't help but to acknowledge that some of what we're getting in our cultural shift is the lionizing of mass murderers that we didn't have back when you say culture was different and they wouldn't have accepted LBJ's shenanigans in the White House or his nude parties in the White House pool, etc. And maybe cultural shifted. I don't know that we've made a lot of great trades, but I wonder if, and you can tell me, sir, if I'm wrong, do you think the internet and social media in general is what's caused this shift? Is it just more information and they could, back in the old days, pretend like they didn't know? Because, frankly, the media wasn't reporting it. I think everyone knew, but the media wasn't in your face with it 24/7 with cable TV and social media. Do you think that's the ingredient that's changed our culture, Sarah?
No, I don't. I think that women are just stepping up more in the workplace, in politics, and in life in general, and they're no longer accepting the fact that they can be sexualized, if you will, even if they're wearing a mini skirt.
Yeah.
I mean,
I get that, but we got to be honest about this. Regardless of what took place, we're not talking about the girl next door who was also a Playboy bunny, and we're not talking about the girl next door who was also a porn star. I say that because I have to, in my mind, and maybe I'm all wet here, I don't put these three ladies in that category as just folks that are women that are becoming strong and taking an initiative to defend themselves. These women made their money off of being sexual topics. That's how they made themselves wealthy. Do you put them in the same category as you, who have done very, very well in your professional life?
Absolutely not. But, and again, I think the porn star and the Playboy bunny are looking for fame and money right now by speaking out, but it does speak to the character of Donald Trump, unfortunately, and that was from a culture that is no longer existing where it was okay for a man to go out and play around with a porn star. It's not accepted anymore.
How come the same folks then haven't turned back to say, why, my goodness, what did we allow LBJ to do? Why did that culture allow that? We won't accept that anymore. and we don't want to celebrate him at our Democratic National Committee or anywhere else ever again. Why are they not stoning those men, but they are stoning this one if culture's changed between then and now? Because you still got folks with pictures of JFK on their living room wall, and the guy was a piranha. I'm sorry, folks, he just was.
Those men are not our current president, and they're not out there trying to hush it all up and hide it and prevent it from being reality. I mean, he's creating his own grave by trying to hide it.
You see, where you and I disagree, I'm pushing back a little bit, and I think I'm on Miles' side. Maybe this is the crusty old guy syndrome here, because I don't know if he's got anything to hide yet. I just don't know that, and I think that was Miles' point at the beginning of this topic, to say we don't know whether he's hushing people, whether there was or wasn't circling. We have no clue. We really just flatly don't know. We don't know when these incidences supposedly took place, because they're all engaged with it was an extramarital affair. I have no idea when they took place, if they took place. And in my mind's eye, that seems like if it were, it would be like they've always said, it would be between him and his wife. I don't know. Listen, folks, I'm hearing music. So what we've got to do is ask you to visit us at themikehewittshow.com, and please, please take a look at renegaderiver.com. That is in part how we fund this show. I appreciate you, Miles Bauer, Sarah Jones. I appreciate you. Mostly, folks, thank you very, very much. And I'm looking forward to talking to you tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.